monitoring progress is important. The student may acquire new skills, but the task demands may also change because the environment changes over time. So with the principle that nothing stays the same, we need to rethink AT at least every year at the annual review before we tick the box yes and let all the past accommodations flow through. And I'm embarrassed to say that I have a story from my own work that nicely illustrates the importance of monitoring over time. I worked with a student when he was in like fourth or fifth grade, and we found word prediction to be helpful. So we had data for it, and it was added to his IEP. Years later, I was called into his IEP meeting in high school because the family advocate was insisting that the word prediction still listed in his IEP should be provided. And of course, she was right. But I was horrified to realize that what had happened was the AT written in fourth or fifth grade had flowed through his electronic IEP in the same wording that we had used in fifth grade, and it was now sitting here in his, I think, 10th grade IEP. And it was never reassessed in middle school. And here was the kid in high school, a very different kid. Did he still need word prediction? Well, maybe he did or maybe he didn't, but how could the documentation from 4 or 5 years ago tell us anything? Legally, of course, we had to provide the word prediction until I could do a reassessment and get some data on what his current needs were. And word prediction, by the way, was no longer needed because his spelling skills had come along and he wasn't really needing that level of support in his spelling.